Global travel, global knowledge, global weather, global communication, evangelism, pandemics, digital money and tracking, weapons of mass destruction. When there comes a desire for global peace and prosperity and materialism. Now, just for a minute, I want you to think about this. Have as many people died as our foreboding initial forecasts of what was going to happen? By Easter Sunday, we heard that there was going to be this massive amount of people in America dying. It's a fraction of the amount we heard in all these projections. Yet, you have witnessed in the current pandemic, the first time the entire world shut down before the disaster struck. Wow. Why would it be that America has stopped the world's largest economy, Europe has stopped the world's second largest economic bloc, China stopped, you know, the second or third largest economy? Why is all that happening? Because there is a global desire for peace and prosperity and materialism. And we don't want anything to happen. And so we're willing to stop before it happens. It's a global response to a pandemic, unprecedented. And what it's getting us close to is when one man says, hey, do you want the ultimate global prosperity? Peace? I'll settle the Arab-Israeli conflict. I will settle all of the Chinese-American controversy. I will stop all the religious warfare. I will give you peace in the world. That's why in chapter 6, when we get tomorrow, in tomorrow's class, into Revelation 6, the very first event of Revelation 6 is the Antichrist coming on a white horse, bringing peace and prosperity to a world right now that has $247 trillion of global debt. It's a debt bomb. And something's going to happen. If you read Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, any of the European papers, any of the Asian papers, they say this level of debt is unsustainable. In fact, one article in Wall Street said money has lost its meaning. We're just printing it now. Wow. Here's the last one. The trend of global hatred for Israel. This is what Zechariah says. Remember, Jesus talks about what Genesis, Ezekiel, Daniel, Isaiah, Zechariah said. On that day, Zechariah 12:3, I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all peoples. All who lift it will surely hurt themselves, and all the nations of the earth will gather against it. Now, did you notice what I emphasized just then? This is what the Bible says. This is how you know the tribulation, how you know it's shaping up. When the trend, the frequency of hatred of Israel, the intensity of the hatred of Israel, and the visibility of the hatred of Israel becomes unstoppable. God said that is the ultimate trigger that launches. Let me just show you a few headlines you're missing because of COVID-19. Top Iranian general forces in Syria awaiting orders to destroy Israel. Yesterday they showed their new drone fleet, 28 drones that from the American drone they captured a couple years ago, and they're mass producing it, our Reaper drone, that highly maneuverable, very hard to track, and very laden with explosives. They have a whole fleet of them now. And they say, we're going to launch them at any time to destroy Israel. Look at this. This was in the Wall Street Journal. They call it the Middle East Cold War. It's mapped. Russia plus Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon, and Yemen are against Jordan, the UAE, Bahrain, and Israel. And it's like two sides, the Shia and the Sunni. And that's going to keep getting more frequent, more intense, more visible until it becomes an unstoppable. And here's where it is in Scripture. See that slide? Ezekiel 38 and 39 say that Iran is going to be the chief hater of Israel, by the way, in the whole world, they are already, and they are going to get a coalition to join them attacking Israel.